Okay, keep telling.
All right, everybody. So we are back for episode 5 of the gaming issue. So as you all can see that it's not, I'm still here, but we got two new guests. It's not Malachi today. It's not
Don't
David today. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
All right, I'm a Jalen Carr, Village Annie. How y'all doing?
It's Big Mike, Village E&E here to chop it up with you guys.
All right. So,
That's probably the first intro Mike's ever done.
obviously you guys, it's been crazy out there. So happy holidays. So this is really our first recording that we'd made, honestly, in December. So we just want to wish everybody a happy holidays, whatever it is that you celebrate. Hope that everybody, gets to spend time with family in the coming weeks and that everything goes great. And of course, as you guys know, going on right now, Village is doing our giveaway. So go ahead, go on our social media, go on our website, www.villageesports.com. Check it out. Follow the directions that we put in our descriptions, and you guys get a chance to win. Not just anything. Y'all get y'all chance to win a deluxe edition copy of any game of y'all choosing. That's any game, whether it be a upcoming pre-order or be a game that just came out today, or be something that came out a while ago. I don't give a fuck if it's retro, honestly, y'all. If y'all want it and y'all win, y'all get it. So I'm just go check it out. Just go check it out. Of course, we do this for y'all because y'all support is what keeps Village going. So go ahead and give that a check. But all right, we're gonna go ahead and dive on into it. So for our first topic, and we got a little round table here today, so we're gonna have a lot of back and forth discussions. But our first topic is athleticism in gaming. Now, for all of you all that play games, back in the day, if you consider gaming like your number one hobby, they used to fire you up. I feel like people stopped doing that probably around 2020. But before then, 2000, the early 2000s, 2010s, if you told somebody, especially a shorty, like, oh, I'm a gamer. Ooh.
Like that's back when
That's a
people
bad
weren't even
look.
outside. Like if you grew up and you ain't go outside or have nothing like that, it wasn't nobody messing with you. You was a nerd. You was all of those slurs in the book. It wasn't like until 2020, like you said, bro. Like streaming, things like that. People had to watch something. That's when I got back into gaming, actually. Like I was gaming before, but now I had to get back on COD. And then that's when I really started getting right back into it. Big name, though.
Nah, that's a bad look. So bad.
They used to say you was lame, like,
They
and if your
never said
teacher,
I was
your teachers used to
lame.
blame gaming on like if you were failing in
Everything.
class, the first question they'd ask, does he play video games? Like
Yeah.
it used to be so bad to play video games, but now,
That's
go ahead.
never blaming everything bad in the world on the game.
On a game,
Watch
video game
anything related to the
violence.
game, bro. Violence. Oh, he's watching too much COD. He's desensitized. All these things. Like, bro,
Desensitized to war.
I'm just a bad kid. How about that? I'm just a bad kid.
He plays GTA. That's why he's bad. Like,
He doesn't respect women. He's at the strip club in GTA every night. Fake money.
parents are just as bad as teachers, though, because I know for some of my friends, they had those type of parents that will monitor the age restriction on the game and actually stick to that. Like, if they were 13, like a rated 13 game, they used to get it for
Well, I'm
that.
not gonna lie. I think growing up, I don't know what age my parents stopped caring, but they used to really be like, this is PG-13. Whole time, I'd be watching my dad play God of War. And it's like, you know how Kratos got down? Like, bro, would kill people, rip their heads off, then go lay down with 10 girls. Like, I'd like hide my eyes.
That's
But at
real.
some point,
It is crazy. But now in modern times, we are seeing like school districts open up esports lounges. High schools like are saying, hey, look, we're gonna build a whole esports lounge so that these kids can now learn esports. Or colleges, they're doing the same thing. They're even starting degree programs that focus on esports, like whether it be gaming software development or esports marketing. It's got to a point now where I think even med school said that when we're teaching surgeons, we ask them if they play video games, and we notice that the surgeons that play video games are more focused and quicker and more efficient at getting the surgeries done than those that don't.
and that comes
Because
down to like that mental endurance, like having the ability to focus for long time, long periods of time, quick reaction time, quick speed. all comes down to, but if you play games, you're naturally gonna have quicker reacting time. That's why it's so hard for like older people, even women who never play games, they can't aim and shoot, they can't aim and walk. Like those are skills that have to be developed throughout time. And then that fixated, you have to be fixated.
You got to build that athleticism. Gaming now, you really got to. These esports teams are out here recruiting. Like I can't wait till they start esports drafts, because I feel like it's gonna come. Like give it 10, 15 years. You're gonna start seeing drafts where this kid was the best esports gamer in his college. He like his D1 esports team,
That's
and now he's
exactly
in.
what's gonna happen. And Fortnite started it all. Like once people started making money on Fortnite, like they had kids in Fortnite academies, 5-year-old kids spamming. They would learn how to build before they can even build bricks. Like
Paying
crazy.
random people money. Like
Random people that wasn't even good.
we made Ninja a multi-millionaire, and all he did was play Fortnite. It's all
I
he
just played
did.
Fortnite. That's all anyone did. Like that whole time period, when you look back on it, really kickstarted how, well, it gave people the idea of how beneficial, you know, it can be in the future. Esports, how you can develop that into so many different lanes. Like you said, people in med school are now being asked to play games, which is down the line, they're gonna start using VR to even strengthen those skills and actually do, you know, all these surgeries and whatnot.
Yeah, I think there's some correlation to that though, because if you look at the way that they do some of these surgeries now, like you're not even like doing surgery. Like I would imagine you doing surgery back in the day with a scalpel in your hand. Like
Right.
now they got the robots doing it, and you're just monitoring the screen, bro, with a controller in your hand, you know, controlling
Exactly.
these little small like incisions and everything like that. So I mean, yeah, bro, I think that is direct correlation.
But you need that hand-eye coordination, or you need somebody who had played a game before.
You need
And
it.
that's
Hours. Like, think about how long you're doing that in the surgery, right?
speaking of
Hours.
dexterity, bro.
All 5, 6 hours doing that surgery just like that. Like,
And that goes into the people that play games competitively. Like they are sitting plant, they're running Overwatch for hours.
Yeah.
Like people, they're running COD for hours. And it takes a lot of endurance because you know the stuff does wear on your mind, but the hand-eye coordination, like Mike said, it just takes now a degree where people are getting trained. Like you really have to train yourself now, because it's getting to a point where it's not gaming is not a game anymore.
It's not fun.
People know, like, I can make money off this if I get good enough. It's like now you will hop into a game and you'll be going up against the Lamar Jackson of COD, and you yourself is just like, I'm your casual gamer, but it's like, no, you don't belong here. Like there are lobbies. Like if you get good enough in a game, especially if you are on skill-based lobby, skill-based matchmaking, you are
Well,
going in.
you actually get bullied for trying to have fun nowadays. Like people are really, if you are not good, you are not running part of the 5-man team. You're B squad. Like you're
It's
not
not
getting
happening.
no time.
It's a
Like
whole different league now. It's a whole different league now. And it almost makes you feel like, you know, you're playing pickup, and
oh,
you can't even run on the main court. You gotta go run on the little boy court.
you gotta go around with the I thought I was saying something. You gotta go around with the people that don't look like they play. Just in
I'm
earning spot. That's like getting
a
beat ass in dodgeball. Like you're not even really trying to play after that.
It's deadly out here, and it used to only really be that competitive in like games that were like NBA 2K and Madden. That's when it really only like, because people would dedicate their whole lives to 2K and Madden. You'd run into a person with a 2K gamer tag, and you knew, like, if his name was Sosa Crossover, like you knew that this dude lived to play 2K.
People
That's
put real money in the V-Bucks. Like the other people you don't want to play casual with, they have plays drawn up. They got a real position. They read the field.
It was nuts. And
But
I
especially in our community, they're growing up, because like beating somebody in 2K was like you beat them in real life. You feel me?
no,
It got
no.
that deep. It was like we was almost in it, like virtually, like in real life. Like
You getting smacked in 2K, you can't even talk about basketball. Like,
no, yeah,
yeah,
literally.
I whooped you in 2K. Not like it doesn't even translate, but you don't have no
Yeah.
ball now, no skill. You got to go.
Especially back in the day when 2K had different parks. You had the three parks. You had three different parks you could pick from
Yeah.
when you played 2K. So you knew, like, if your homie was at that other park, he was on that other team. Like you knew, like we used to get together and be like, hey, who you running with this 2K? Like it always it was so competitive because you would go to school, the whole high school be divided between three teams. And it'd be like, oh,
You play
okay.
pro-am, bro.
It was like, and now it isn't as bad anymore. But we all know that 2K is only so limited. Like I feel like the people that still focus on 2K with as many competitive games that are out there now are very small in their scope. Because 2K
They're
is gonna be this
one-dimensional.
one-dimensional.
Yeah,
One-dimensional gaming.
especially because now, like with 2K, there's a bigger barrier to entry. You gotta buy V-Bucks in order to get your person good. And now there's games where you could just pick up Warzone and just get to it. Like you
Right.
ain't gotta buy nothing in order to like get a good start of the game.
Gotta grind. You gotta
Yeah.
actually develop those skills. You
Got it.
pay V-Bucks, you buy a whole player, put a whole bunch of money into a skill, and you still not even be good. You just
Not
getting
even.
you getting it off
Yeah.
the smoke.
They they'd buy the $130 edition that comes with that just to start off at like an 85, 88 overall and be like, all
Exactly.
right, now I gotta grind the rest of the 10 overall. It'd be the longest grind just to get. If you seen somebody in 2K that had a 99 overall, you knew for sure that they were playing hard. Cause it
Even
you
more
would
likely.
you get so hard capped at 98 that if someone had a 99 overall, just one more point,
It's a badge of honor.
it
I
was
mean,
a
he's
badge
not
of honor.
missing. Yeah.
Different league.
Yeah.
Different league. He was hitting those half court shots. He was shooting threes with a center. You knew
And he's
he had
not passing you
98,
the
bro.
ball. He's
Oh,
not
that's what I said. If he got 98, that is not
passing
passing the
the ball.
ball.
You already know. I'm just he's not
Bro,
passing
you
you the
keep
ball.
bringing it back up
Passing the
top.
ball. It'd be 2v2, and he would never
Never.
you would never see
When
that ball.
you shoot,
You
you
never
gonna get
see
in
that.
the corner
Corner
and not move from that corner unless you're going to get a rebound.
It was he would message you. He would message you before the match started and be like, just pass me the ball, bro. That's all you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do.
Try
Just pass
hard,
me.
bro. Life's like,
He
why
be
well,
hot.
I
You
know
see
it's
his
like that.
score streaks. He be rocking a 20 win streak. He let you know straight up. Pass me the ball, bro. Just pass me the ball.
He ain't gonna do nothing but shoot threes and emote the whole
He
time.
shoots threes the whole game. No defense. Like, he got to do
Yeah.
everything. Rebounds, defenses, kick that ball out.
Shoot threes the whole time. It didn't matter, man. It's crazy, dude. It just like going back to those times and seeing how gaming has really developed, like in the battle, like you Mike brought it up, the battle royale with Fortnite. When Fortnite brought in the battle royales, like that changed the game. And it was something so simple. Let's put 100 motherfuckers in one lobby and just say go.
Yeah. And the
That's
thing
it.
is, like, you know, that had to been a concept that people were thinking about for years. Like, why would we do Battle Royale? Like, PUBG started doing it. I don't know what was first, PUBG or Fortnite. I was playing PUBG Mobile, but that was the first, like, introduction to this Battle Royale type of game. And it was just, I don't know why it hit the way it did. Like, I was at a point where I didn't want to play multiplayer. I just wanted to do Warzone, get in there, get them dubs, and get out.
Plus,
But
it was also them making it cross-platform. Like, so now I can play my friends who
everybody.
got Xbox and my friends who got on PC and still have that competitive nature to it
It's
too.
free. Like you don't have to buy a card, you just get Warzone.
Yeah.
And
Same
just
thing
a
with
heads up to our viewers, we are coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Battle Royale.
10 years.
10
All
years.
right.
This is 2025 is 10 years, man. 10 years.
What was the first one?
We were like 14, 15 when Fortnite dropped.
I thought Fortnite dropped 2017.
I was about to say
Bro.
2017. I
Fortnite
didn't
and
know
PUBG.
Fortnite until my freshman year.
One of them had to have dropped in like 2014, 15.
I
Because
think PUBG might have been.
I remember the argument was, are you gonna go home and play GTA 5 or you going home and play Fortnite?
That might have been your senior year. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
I
told
don't know. I don't know.
you.
That we are a year older than you. It might
Yeah,
be
so it's
one of the
like.
younger ones.
Freshman year is when I got on Fortnite. I had just started playing PUBG. That's when PUBG Mobile was big. Because I remember
You
at the
played on.
time, I went on a trip to the cheer competition. I was playing PUBG the whole time. That was the only reason I downloaded it, so I could do something. And that's what really kind of turned me on to Fortnite. Like, it hadn't been that year. I don't know. I don't know when it got really big or got, stamped, but I think 2017 probably was that year. We still
Yeah,
coming up.
nah, the internet's saying 2017. There was a game that released in 2012 but didn't hit, but they're giving it to 2017. They're saying that Fortnite in 2017 and PUBG came out a year later, almost to the
Sound about
date,
right.
2018. So
I beat that off.
So 2017. Okay, I remember.
2017.
I
2017. But still, we're getting close to the 10-year mark, so it's good to see where games is going. 'Cause it this shit the playbook really hasn't changed too much. It's really just the they just changed the map and it's still the same blueprint. It's all there. So it's gonna be I'm starting to look forward to what the next big thing is gonna be. Like if it's not something is gonna be bigger than Battle Royale.
It's gonna have to be VR. I feel like where
Probably.
we're at now, Battle Royale, like, 'cause we have everything else. You have multiplayer, you have different modes, you even have like VR chat rooms, VR worlds where you can do other things, play games. But the next step has to be an interactive VR like shooter, like a good one. Because I have Oculus, I played some shooter, I can't think of the name right now, and it was discombobulating. It was hard, but I saw the vision. Like, it was so cool. But being able to actually wear a suit and move, that has to be the next big thing. Because I mean, Battle Royale, you've covered all the ground.
They got the what's it called? The haptic motion suits that you can buy now for like 170 on Amazon and link it up to your PC and you could feel what it feels like to get shot.
Yeah, I actually thought, I didn't even know that I was out. I
Yeah.
forgot what happened, so I
You
thought I
feel
was
every
unlocked.
round hit your skin.
That's like some Black Mirror shit, bro.
That was a Black Mirror, bro. That's
Ready
like some
Player
Black
One.
Mirror. Ready Player One. Oh, Ready Player One got to be. That is the what closest representation of what we're gonna have in the future.
Well,
Hopefully.
but hopefully, but it also ties into our next topic, the how contagious anime culture is, because if we really go into it, like y'all remember, Mike probably remembers. Remember what I can't remember what it was called. Sword Art Online. Yeah. Sword Art Online.
That is OG. Like, that is an OG anime for the category.
Like these motherfuckers put on these VR headsets and got stuck in a game where
Bruh.
if you died, then the dude told him at the launch of the game, he said, "Welcome to my world. You now can no longer leave. If you die here, you will die in the real world."
You died. It fried your brain with electro wave.
Fried your brain. They were stuck in there for like 4 or 5 years.
Bro, it was like three, bro, 2 3 years. But people had imaginary families, bro.
That's
I mean,
wild.
it's a good anime. I would definitely. It was one of the. I would say one of the. Not gonna say first mainstream, but it was a part of that wave where people were kind of getting put onto like anime broader than like Naruto and Dragon Ball. Like,
Yeah.
that's a good watch. Even like the Gun Gale was okay.
Yeah,
So
Gunga.
I would recommend all of that. But the concept of that. It was scary at the time. Like, it was scary. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, bro, I'm not trying to put on no headset where it uplinks my neural like
Cause
network.
you were fighting for your life. And like the it in the first one, the only way everybody could go back home is if people reached like the
Like
end of the game,
the tower
the
or whatever.
tower. But it was so hard because people were afraid to die that some people just gave up. And at the end, it was only like a select few people trying to save everybody.
I mean, because you figure like, you 3 years in, and you only level 100 or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what this guy forgot to scale is. You only level 100, and we got people team killing. Well, players, they got players killing
Yeah,
players. We
player
got
killing.
money, people over here robbing folks from a game that artificially creates resources. People are doing crazy things in the game, and then they want you to fight like the strongest people that was specifically made. Like, I understand the Hulk. Like, I wouldn't be in no rush either.
Nah. I ain't gonna say I'd give up, but I'd probably be like, look, bro, I'm just gonna become a blacksmith and I'm gonna just
I'm
what?
just gonna say, like, imagine you get on this game trying to, kill, well, level up, do whatever, and then you get stuck there, and now you're working in the tavern. You're working in a virtual tavern. You
And
serve
it was
like
crazy. People were just
folks.
opening up like, and I see that like, cause in the MMO, like people are saying MMORPGs are starting to die. There was a period where they were like and 5 years ago, people were saying MMORPG games are dead. They're dying. And now they're starting to make a comeback because now all these gaming studios are trying to bring back what they call digital economies. There are now games where the economy is so flushed out in game that you're making a profit in real life because they left the game to players. Like players have to make the game work. Like players have to control the game's economy, the availability of resources, the availability of items to buy. So certain players at the top of these trade markets are making real life profit. And like one of the biggest games that it did this was EVE Online. It's been going on for like 10 years. EVE Online, to the point where like the government had to step in because people were becoming millionaires. And EVE, like
I can see.
before anybody caught on, like before anybody had caught on to what was going on, like people started pulling up the statistics and were looking at people that were making millions of dollars a year because they were so ingrained inside of EVE Online's economy that they had investigated.
So I guess my question.
Adding a bartering system like that, though, how do you even control it? So, like, the government tries to step in, but it's like, if I'm buying and selling parts on the game, but we're doing like real transaction outside of that, what can you do about it, though?
How can you regulate that? Like, it's
Taxes.
non-taxable. You can't regulate it's something that's inside the game,
But
especially given like the structure of that
and
network.
that, but that's why the governments are starting to open up like branches of chamber of their chamber of commerce that just focus on gaming and trying to find ways to tax and regulate gaming because like these people when you start the game, you have to buy your first ship, but you start the game on a space station that's owned by another player. So when you buy that first ship, you just paid that player on whatever space station you start on. So now he takes that money that you just paid to, let's say, go open up some in-game asteroid mining, and there are people that are paying him just to mine his asteroids because he owns that sector of space. And it would get so harsh that now he'd hit you up and be like, "Look, bro, PayPal me this, and you can use all of this, or I'll give you the ship, or I'll give you in-game currency because I'm the only person in this whole sector that's making any money, and you're not gonna be able to play the game if you really don't pay me. Because how you gonna make a meal if I control all the resources?
It makes
How
a
you
pod box.
gonna get your first ship if I don't sell it to you?"
I was gonna say, bro was a dictator. He took control. I mean, I see it. I see the vision.
It got crazy. So the developers went into the game and they just started like doing huge like wipes of like people that made too much money in the game. So they take like the biggest economy leaders and just say, "We're gonna wipe all of this." It was the same thing with that one game, Ark Survival Evolved, where you got so powerful, Ark Survival Evolved, no one could mess with you. You had all the dinosaurs, you had all the space on the map, and that's because some people are taking it goes back to the competitiveness. Some people take these games with these virtual worlds super serious. So imagine when we put those headsets on and we hop into a virtual world, and then you step foot on somebody's land, and he says, "Hey, bro, this is my property. You
Right.
I didn't
You're
you
gonna
didn't even
kill
get in
him
cut.
after. You're gonna have to kill my avatar.
I'm either killing you and taking all your shit, or you giving me whatever money you got in the game to keep walking."
I feel like that's the problem with those games. Like people be having virtual real estate. Like I've claimed this area. Everyone can run through this area. You gotta pay me a tax. Like how do you become that first person to do something like that? Like that is.
Mark Zuckerberg is doing it right now, where he's saying that he's creating virtual real estate
I
in the
did
met
saw
in the
that,
metaverse. We're
yeah.
like,
Yeah. That's crazy.
imagine if he told a
Crazy,
nigga, you can't come on, you can't walk into this section of the internet.
though.
You're
And
just
that's what
buying a
I'm
piece of
saying.
imagination.
That's why I'm like, that the virtual real estate is crazy. Because what do you mean I can't browse this area of space that's open to everybody? Like, you're going to send your barons after me to come get some change. Like,
Hey, little bro, here's my pink slip from Mark Zuck. This,
bro,
you
like it's crazy.
can't.
You know, honestly though, and that ties into like Ready Player One. You saw how in that movie they had the big corporations. They had people. They were farming people, pretty much trying to get the ultimate prize by beating the game.
Made them
However
slaves.
many billion, they were slaves, bro. You was getting paid the game, and
And
like I mean, it's.
you can't pass up on it because it's one of those investments where it's like you don't know where it's gonna go. So if Mark Zuckerberg says, "Hey, look, I'm opening up a website where you can buy acres within the metaverse," niggas is gonna be like, like it would be like
You
for it would almost be like passing up on Amazon back 20 years ago, or Bitcoin, really
don't
Bitcoin. It'd be like passing up on Bitcoin,
know.
where bro is like, "Oh, like for just put down $100 or $1,000 and you get this many virtual acres, and we'll just see where it goes."
Right.
Niggas
And
was
that's
too
also
scared to buy Bitcoin, and now it's at 100,000
that's
a
tough to
coin.
conceptualize though, because if you at what point do you become a good enough data engineer to where you can create these virtual spaces? So it's like, all right, I might use someone else's software, but then I can build, like, I know how to build my own house within their software. And then I could just turn around and start selling it just like he's selling it in this like metaphysical space, bro.
That would make it so people that are computer software engineers would excel there. It'd be like, cause
That's
it.
a question. Like, that was definitely a long-term investment. Because how do you know having this virtual space is going to be profitable in any way down the line?
Well, you
Aside
got.
from just
How do you
the
cash
idea
in on
of
it
it.
too? I mean, I guess it would be just like the only value is just within the actual purchasing and selling of it within itself. That's the only thing that would be holding the market up necessarily.
True, but you
Yeah.
got to look at it like this. Almost 100% of all land on earth is owned by somebody. Almost
That's not.
100% now owned by some entity or somebody.
Some
No, for real.
entity.
For real.
Yeah.
The British royal family owns so many acres that they don't even know. Like, it's just the Queen
You
Elizabeth
mean
was the largest
the
landowner in the world because underneath
colonizer?
her
Yeah.
family's name,
The colonizer? I bet
they
they do
own like
own every piece of earth.
yeah,
Like,
owned everything in the British Commonwealth
yeah,
within
come see
legal
me about that.
documents. Niggas was sleeping on land that apparently belonged to the queen somehow, some way, and
Listen,
they was sleeping in
1730.
Jamaica. Cause
But
she
they do
came
have
over
a
and said
stone,
she
bro. That's
owned.
how old that is.
So it's like you try. People are gonna really be looking at the virtual world like I start working in this virtual space. Do whatever you want because the internet. People are already buying and selling things on the internet because when the internet first was conceptualized, everybody was like, "Well, that ain't gonna be nothing." Now you got people that are there. There are parts of the internet where you can't even go. There are
Yeah,
people that
but
own
it's not
private sections of
market.
the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like when Mark Zuckerberg is saying, like, I'm gonna create a virtual space, it really opens up like I should maybe make that investment because you not it, none of us can go out right now and buy 100 acres of anything, honestly. Like just because who we are and what our it's not gonna be easy.
Back.
But if we say, okay, this is new territory. This is new untapped territory. We're gonna see where it goes. And not only that, I'm a pepper shit in there. I'm a pepper shit in there. Your section of the internet might have some code that is more valuable than this section of the metaverse. And you all won't know until somebody discovers it 10 years down the line that, oh, your part is more desirable within this part. Or I'm building a virtual space in the metaverse where I want to build a metaverse city where people like, I don't know, a giant city in the metaverse. But guess what? Michael Milne owns that land. Hey, Mike.
I'll
Hey,
pay
Mike,
him absolutely.
this is Amazon CEO or Amazon Gaming CEO, so and so. We're trying to develop a section of this metaverse, and we were just wondering, like, if we could just buy that plot that you own. We've already bought up everything around it, but can we buy that plot? Because we really want to build this in the metaverse.
But wouldn't it just, maybe I'm thinking not deep enough, but wouldn't it just make more sense for this mega corporation to find somebody to just go develop and build their own meta space? As
They're gonna have
opposed to
well
trying to
there's
buy
no
something.
competitors. I mean, like who would even say that the real estate, the virtual real estate in metaverse would even be anything substantial if an equal competitor comes along? Then what do you do with the value that you put in with that if you're getting the same thing from somewhere else?
And even in that same context, like it's the internet, you can just, it's just gonna keep expanding.
It's
So it's
gonna
not
go.
like you're gonna run out of real estate.
I feel
Because
like it'd be.
who owns the internet? Right? Like if I was like, who owns the internet?
You can't tell nobody. You can't say no one specifically.
So then whatever space that would be would kind of have a similar look on it. It wouldn't be, it
Whoever.
would be the metaverse's, it would be Facebook's part of their metaverse or XYZ, XYZ, but it will
Then
come so big that it wouldn't be one entity
at
on
that
it.
point, it'll fall to patents. But the only people that are talking about developing the technology right now with partnerships from a lot of people is Facebook, which is why Mark Zuckerberg's been quiet for a while because you. It's one of those things where you just got to do it. Like, somebody could have developed Facebook, but they didn't do it first. And then after that, everything was honestly some sort of branch off of social media. Like,
That is the
a lot
model.
of people give Mark Zuckerberg credit for being the pioneer of social media. He,
I
like,
mean,
MySpace was there, don't get me wrong,
gonna
but
say
when Facebook
MySpace.
came out, oh.
There was, it was truly the social network. Like, it wasn't just I'm talking to people, I'm making like chat boards. It's here's this link. You can post videos, you can share this, you can do this. I have a community here. Like, it took it 10 steps further than
It's their
MySpace.
platform, and people are monetized on their platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Get
They could get
imagine being monetized in the
everybody with
metaverse
ads.
because you own shit in the metaverse. Like, look, hey, Hey Mike, this is somebody from Meta. We want to put up some ads in your virtual space. Like when people walk through your virtual part of the metaverse, we want to show these ads. And since you own all this land,
And I
you can
have
build all this virtual stuff where people are going to come and buy stuff, and you're going to get a percentage of it all.
say that makes a lot of sense. Like if I have a popping community and I'm grossing like 2 million people a day or whatever, you know, on average, it would make sense to have the
My
virtual in
Mike
my own.
JJ opened up the biggest club in the metaverse, so we know that you see
Metal
like
Club.
100,000 people in your club every week. So guess what, bro? We just want to like we want to set up some stuff outside of your club, or we want you to flash this off within your club to everybody that walks in, this product. And here's, hey, guess what? Like we gonna pay you for it. It's social. It's still socialization, like.
Yeah, I mean, because we need to take it a step further. Like you think with the technology we have, once it starts developing, well, once it becomes more immersive with its development, like they're gonna start holding, you know, virtual meetings, go to this virtual chat room or whatever the thing, whatever the case may be, and you know, things along that nature. And for anybody or for any of y'all, have y'all seen the show Uplink on Amazon or heard of it? All right, so the show called Uplink on Amazon, and in this universe, whatever, in this show, basically, when people die, they can get their consciousness uploaded to a virtual universe so that they still survive. The thing is, it's like a month, it's like a yearly or a monthly subscription, pretty much. So for you to continue living outside of your, you know, physical body, because whatever happened to you, you can live in this virtual space. Like they have virtual communities. Like, you know, the more money you pay, the higher you might live in freaking New York City metaverse. They got a whole bunch of crazy stuff going on. Or you live in the suburbs if you broke, you know, things like that. So just
They had the same thing in Black Mirror. They had the same exact thing play out in Black Mirror.
yeah, just like that. And when you think about like this, the digital virtual real estate, like, you know, obviously a couple decades in the future, that could be something that they actually implemented, you know, with Elon doing Neuralink and things like that. We can start getting the chips implanted. You could potentially, you know, upload your consciousness to a virtual reality or anything like that if, you know, something fatal happens to you. Like, that just reminded me of Uplink. And that's
But
where it's profitable too.
that reminded me of the movie Don't Worry, Darling with Harry Styles. It came out a couple years back.
Yeah, I didn't watch
So
that. I saw that preview.
like in real life, like he was had no job. He was a deadbeat husband, and his wife did all the work. But in their universe, you could sell somebody for profit and be uploaded to a digital world. So he
Okay.
sold his wife and then had both of them uploaded to a digital world, where he was successful and she was just like a average 1960 stay-at-home wife,
Yeah, I mean,
and she didn't
that
even know she was trapped. All the men in the universe
was
knew.
in. They all knew, yeah.
Yeah, they all knew that they all knew. It was just like something where like if you the whole selling point was, if you're a nobody, this like sell us your woman and we'd make you a somebody in our virtual world.
Okay,
The
so
adjacent, hold on, adjacent to that, and when I think of virtual real estate, as far as this is concerned, I'm not thinking of them selling people like a virtual home. I'm thinking about Disney selling people a virtual experience, right? Like it's not like, oh, like let's pull up and let's just have a virtual home that we go back to, but now we're going to virtual Disneyland where we have the all-inclusive resort that we're staying in too, and I'm
yeah.
uploading my consciousness and we're going to vacation
Disney
for a
VR.
week, and
That's the
yeah,
vision.
vacation
Yeah, that's
VR
it.
at
For
Disneyland.
$500, you can enter Disney VR. Disney, I don't know.
You
Disney,
get what
yeah,
I'm saying
Disney World
though?
VR.
Yeah.
And that is a feature. Like, that's where you would have to have the headset, the whole suit. Well, I'm not
They
even sure how that
place
would
the
look.
window, they plug it to the back of your
Oh,
neck.
go straight into the
But that's where the world is getting.
back.
So people are starting to say that the reason why they're forcing the electric car initiative is to make it so that people become less likely to leave their cities, because the range of electric cars really don't get you too far outside of your cities. They only have like at most 250 miles. So people are like saying that electric, and that's the reason why there's an electric car charging station like just in the middle of the downtown everywhere. But as you get further and further out, it's harder to find a place to charge your car, because they want to keep people sequestered in these cities and just develop the cities. they're pulling people out of rural areas and keeping it so that now these spaces have basically people are living on top of each other.
Yeah,
And
ready player one.
yeah, because it makes it more, it makes for corporations, it makes things way more profitable, because the bigger my community center, the better the economy.
That is like every dystopian, like future dystopian,
Everyone.
like movie. There's always homes on top of homes. It's to the point where they can't even see the ground because it's just clouds and stuff all around. It's a whole like skyward society, which doesn't even make sense. Like it just doesn't make sense. Like I guess, you know, from a business perspective, you want everybody close by, you can sell
Back
to more people,
when
influence them.
DC had all those projects, the reason people were leaving, they said DC's gotten it's it the DC area, you can't build out, you can only build up. So they just keep on like event is get is like I mean, like I told JJ when I visited him, I said, man, I'm just sitting here looking up every time, and I'm like, dude, how high do these apartment buildings go? Because
They
the
all look the same,
you're running
man.
out of land. Like literally, you're running out of land.
You just build up. It
It's
gets
crazy.
it.
It's crazy how much of an impact you think that the Matrix has, because every time that people think about the future and think about the way that things are moving towards, it's always this like non-realistic virtual reality of where we're all just kind of plugged into the machine living on top of each other. It seems like
Right.
it all just comes back to that.
Working.
Bro. And that's exactly what these people are trying to do with the technology, with the internet, with this Neuralink, with the metaverse. They want people at home,
It's getting to the
influenceable.
point where you can you, people work from home so effectively that people are just not opening up office spaces anymore. It used to be the dream to get a corporate job and get a corner office. It used to be the
Bro, it
dream. It
used to
used to
be
be
the
the
dream to
dream
go work in the office, bro.
to
Get
go
your little
work.
coffee mug, take it to get you some coffee every day, shake your head. Yep, as you walk by. People want to do that.
There's not even assigned offices anymore. It's just open spaces now. And they do it just like the U of L library, and it's just you reserve your little office space for your meetings.
Going
You
there and work.
common area.
And there's a company here in Texas that built 3D prints homes with like huge
Concrete.
robots.
Well,
Huge
I
work.
think I saw a video on
And
that.
there's someone at home controlling the build.
Brothers over here with
It's
a crane, bro.
just like they're building a whole neighborhood, and it's just a bunch of people working from not even
They
like
call just on the
digital
computer.
architects.
They got a virtual project manager, bro. Just watching everybody else's screen, just looking at them.
And it's why like it now in certain places, like they just started drone deliveries in Phoenix, so everything is by a drone. Where why do I need a delivery man when I could just send a drone?
It does.
If a nigga could step out, if I could step out on my balcony right now and say, "Hey, I want some Domino's," Domino's comes up to the balcony,
Right?
scans
Some
my
dude
face.
with something at his house. Bro,
There's
drone
no,
power.
there would be no reason to leave the house anymore. There'd be no reason to leave the house anymore.
And
A
that
lot
is
of people
why.
don't like that though. A lot of people don't like that because they feel like it's taking jobs from other people. But I don't necessarily agree with that, because I feel like those people are just entering the job market at a different,
It is a
they'll
different
get a
job.
different job. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's
Like,
unskilled labor at the end of the
but in that's when it's gonna come down to where if you're not a specialist in some form of in some aspect that can benefit the progressing world in software engineering, computer engineering, if you're not within the field where you can really look at data and calculate, develop, do something, they're gonna be like, okay, guys, it's gonna become like what Mike said, where it's like, oh, you have no technical skills. The corporation will utilize you as a
right,
like
you're gonna be mining for
they'll have niggas
Minecraft.
running on treadmills to power the city. You'd have
Bro.
what movie was that where those dudes was running on
Oh, and that's when it gets dark too, bro. That's when the technology starts getting dark.
They had them running on treadmills. They had them grab.
You seen the one where bro had to push the little meal? He had to push the meal for like 50 times, 100 times a day. Yeah, and
Oh
everybody
my
like worked
God,
in the
yeah.
concrete box.
Honestly, that's why it's a negative and a positive, I think, with like all this new technology. Like the drone stuff, it's gonna take away, like for example, the drone stuff. It's gonna take away those traditional jobs, which you would somewhat consider a high school job anyway or a teenager job. But it's just gonna replace one, it's gonna take away how many people is needed to do a certain job, but it is still gonna open up positions to do that. Like, you don't necessarily need any technical skills to fly a drone. You just gotta be reliable. You gotta trust it with the equipment, like all those other
That's a
things that
skill,
come
though.
into it.
That's a skill. I
You
mean,
know,
it's
you're
still
gonna.
technically a skill, and it is creating different job opportunities so that people can enter the job market in a different area than what they were
It's but
before.
the jobs are gonna get real draconian, I feel like, because it's like when I ran that idea by you, when I said, dude, if I could get a smart enough and interactive enough AI to run the drive-through instead of having to talk to her, if I pull up to the window, AI starts talking to me, what you want? And I can say, give me a number two with no pickles. Did you say a number two with no pickles? Confirm. All right, like bro, like, no,
No, for real.
you
Well, they
just
could do it
fired
again.
mo you fired everybody except for the people in the back making burgers and fries.
And you know, and the thing is, they only have their job for a limited amount of time, because the moment you get a system that can 3D print, or some like automated robot that can do it, or however many people you need to run that, it's gonna be over with. Like, you can have a fully automated
They could do it
restaurant
now.
chain.
I
They could do
guarantee,
it
yeah, I was
now.
about to say, I guarantee
They
someone's
could
working
take
on it
away
now.
the They'll
I
take
think
away
one
the
thing they can do it now.
communication aspect. You'll order on your phone, you'll pull up to the window, scan your QR code, go to the next window, and then there's your whole order right there.
Guarantee somebody's working on an AI drive-through, and we're gonna see it next year where they're like, hey, this is the first AI drive-through. Walk up, say what you want, and the people in the back start making it. There's no like you
That's
come
right.
up to the window, deposit your cash, scan your phone, scan your card, however you do it. Because now it's starting. People are saying it's getting too expensive to print cash. Like, it's getting too expensive to print cash. Digital, because who carries cash anymore? They're making wallets that aren't even effective at carrying cash anymore.
Bro,
That's true.
I have a little fold wallet that don't have, I can't put no money in it. I just hold my card for
Have
travel.
no money in it.
I like to carry that wallet because I use my card, I tap my phone, I tap. You can tap anything now.
It'll fit 20 cards, but it won't carry. It has no pocket for cash.
No
If you have
cap.
a leather wallet, if you have a leather wallet, you are now like in a category of people that is people will be like, oh, that's old. Like, where'd you find that?
Yeah, Uncle
Wait,
right
so
now.
what type of wallet y'all got?
I got another wallet.
I got a carbon fiber wallet that I push to the side, and all of my cards like just pull out,
That's a carbon fiber. I mean, he got to take that out when he
and
walked in.
it has a port for my AirTag that
I'm
just
still
clips
ghetto.
in.
Bruh.
I'm still ghetto.
I'm old school like that,
That's
bro. I could put
crazy.
a 10 in my wallet, bro.
I'm still ghetto, bro. I got a Gucci
That's
wallet.
crazy,
I
bro.
got
Like,
a, that's all you do, and all your stuff pops up.
mine's not
I don't
on
even
me.
know
I
why I
got
have it though, because I
another
just use my phone
coach.
for everything.
Bro, I just tap. I keep two cards on me. I'm just literally tap, 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 tap. People don't
Happened.
take cash anymore. You know, with COVID, people wasn't trying to count no money. So, like, they didn't even change that, principle moving
And
forward.
COVID. I hate to say it now, but COVID was necessary because COVID did a lot of
It
work in
propelled us forward.
modernization.
Yeah.
COVID destroyed office space because COVID destroyed 24-hour Walmarts, 24-hour grocery stores, because people got a chance to get out of the status quo and look at stuff that they were doing before and be like,
What the
that was completely unnecessary.
fuck? Oh, unnecessary. Like it even created a new job. You can be an influencer.
That's right.
You can do content. Granted, good and bad, of course. But yeah, bro. It really modernized things, took away the conventional route for a lot of stuff. Like, you don't have to be in the office every day to do something that you can do on your computer.
On your computer. That was like, whoa, I can stop renting the space out. I just saved me a few meal. Oh,
Right, all you
whoa,
need is
like
a little desk.
little desk.
Might
Like
ship you the computer.
my Teams meetings. Like people are at Zoom. People are like corporations like that where people used to laugh at and say, why do I need a virtual meeting software?
Right.
Their stock price skyrocketed.
Well, they traded that for convenience, bro. If
They
I can
did.
just get on the call, everything we need to do is share the screen. I can share. Whatever I need, whatever you need to know, whatever I was going to tell you verbally, you can just get it, go about our day. It's more efficient. I don't gotta go up two flights of stairs to go to the conference room.
There it's there, and I it people shrunk spaces. Now you are getting to a point where if you go to your city, you still see all these office spaces that say space available or building for rent, just empty now. That a corporation was just like what Humana back in Louisville. Humana Cause for the most part, they had, I think when I did my internship at Humana, they owned four or five buildings across the U across downtown Louisville where they were renting out office spaces. And
They were tall.
they only owned two buildings out of those four or five, and that was the Humana Tower and then the Waterside building. And everything else they rented out. They rented out or they had on lease. So after COVID, they just said, whoa, we don't need none of this. They just have the tower and Waterside now. They turned Derby City Gaming turned what used to be a building that they were renting out into a casino. It's a casino now. And it's not even a casino. It's like a slot casino where you go there and it's just machines.
It's coins, but coin
Just
slot.
coins, man. Just coins. And just virtual gambling. And like everything now is becoming so. Like, imagine never having to get up and go to a casino. Imagine just being able to lock in, throw my real money in.
Do that now.
Imagine.
Never having to get up and
Yeah.
leave your house. That's where
Do
we're
that
headed.
now. You can do that now. In certain states, you can do that. You be sitting there
What?
playing blackjack with your paycheck.
Oh, who be doing that, bro? I've seen
I
that.
used to play poker. I used to play poker on my phone all the time, and they had it to where you could set up your actual bank account to it in Bitreal. Just
So
send it
convenient.
on your
So
phone.
convenient.
Not
And
convenient.
it is, but I do feel bad for the people that at this time and age where we are developing pretty quick, do not have the resources in order to be able to progress. Like not everybody people we're still in a place where not everybody has the resources to go to college. Not everybody has the resources to, I mean, graduating high school now has become so easy that for the most part, we're not seeing people just say, I just dropped out in the ninth grade and never went back. You're not really seeing too much of that anymore because the high school diploma, honestly, you need it now. It's to get certain, like you need it. They say that that's the bare minimum. That used to be, if you had that back in the day, it was like, whoa, you graduated high school, you can read, you got all that. If you got a
It is.
bachelor's degree, it was big time. It was like, whoa, you did 4 years of college, you could be the CEO of this
That
company.
was straight out, bro. No, that's back when people was getting married at 21. If you got a bachelor's degree, you coming straight out, you got the office, big corner office,
Corner office. Everybody else
HR.
out there has high school diplomas.
Department.
Has everybody else out there high school diplomas? You could
Yeah.
one day be the, and if you get a master's, you could be the CEO of this company. You'd be the CEO.
That? Factory route, you go anything where, like I said, didn't require you to have a high school diploma. Like back when I worked for the Army doing the recruiting and whatnot, so many people dropped out of school. I had people that said, I've been in school since sixth grade. And it's like you effectively learned nothing your whole life. You didn't learn anything. And all they could do was work a factory job, work a McDonald's, things like that. And factory was the best option. And now, at least with Amazon and UPS, you can get paid a decent amount, somewhat, relatively speaking.
But that was the old dream where
Old dream, yeah.
you would drop out of school and you would do 4 years in the army and you get a GED. You get a GED
With
within a
the
year. They give
GED,
you a
with the Army.
GED.
Right.
And it's the same with like what kind of what UPS was. You drop out of high school, go work at UPS, they get you a GED. But now it's like, hey bro, we'll get you a 4-year bachelor's degree, but you gotta have that high school diploma. And that's because the bachelor's degree is now the same value as what a high school diploma used to be.
And you got to get your master.
Gotta get your master's. You got it nowadays for a majority of occupations, you gotta get your master's just to clear 60, 70K.
Or like some form of continuing education, some certs. You got to do a whole bunch of different things, depending on the field that you're in. It is bad that the bachelor's degree has become so saturated to where you get a bachelor's degree, come out, they offer you $20 to do a lot of work. Something that they could have taught you off rip. Like, I didn't need to go to school for you to teach me this, that I could do it for the 20. Instead, you're going to pay. And instead, I went to school, amassed debt, or whatever the case may have been, and it still isn't, up to par, so to say.
You'd go to a job interview and you'd say, I got a bachelor's degree, and the hiring manager would be like, go to all these people. What sets you
Everybody.
apart? Like
Got a
what's
hole.
What sets you apart? Like I got a stack of bachelors of applicants with bachelor's degrees. What sets you apart from them? Go,
I'm
60
broker than
seconds.
the rest. I need it more. I'm hungry. Hungrier.
And
Hungry.
I feel like in with these spaces and with this modernization, a lot of it is now falling on gaming. because it's like you said, our gamers are now becoming our leaders. They're becoming our innovators. It's like, man, all I did was sit at home and play game. And it shows people, because the story used to be like with the Bill Gates story, where it was like, oh, I was too smart for college. I dropped out, did this
In my garage.
in my garage. And people were like, oh, dude, you're a deadbeat, you're a loser. And then, or Elon Musk, I just wanted to play video games. So I just dropped out. And then eventually I just started PayPal. I don't know how I did it, I just did it. Because now those people are becoming, because it's what people are saying. They're saying that creativity cannot be placed in the confines of these structured organizations. They cannot be placed in the confines of these colleges, these universities. Because now those people that wanted to play games, they said, oh, you're antisocial. Little did we, little they said he was antisocial. Literally, we know little Jerry was also on the side designing a program that would make him a billionaire by 24. And
Himself.
that he taught himself, because and you would teach yourself a lot of stuff playing games. People used to ask me, man, how did you learn this information? Oh, I seen it in a video game.
I mean, think about Minecraft. Have you seen some of the things that people created in Minecraft? I've seen somebody create like Minecraft within Minecraft. They were playing Minecraft on a screen that was hooked up to a computer that they made in Minecraft. That was insane. It
It's just
was
like
like
it's beyond
yeah.
crazy. It's getting crazy. And they're because now, so there are kids that are like, well, I did it in a game, so I just thought I could probably do it in real life. And it used to be like, you could never do what's in those games. Oh, really? Has anybody tried?
It's also, I think, like it's a like gaming is also a segue into like this technology in general. Like you playing games, you get curious on like how, I know for me personally, watching games, I'd be like, well, I'm watching playing games, even watching people play games, I would think to myself, how cool is it to develop the actual graphics, make all this stuff work, all these things that you're reaping the benefits of, but then don't know how it works behind the screens. So it's like that, I think that also drove people to go on YouTube. Well, let me read a book on how to code. Let me do all this and that, so I can create my own game, or what my own little hacks, things like that. So I mean, gaming, like the gamers are the ones running the world.
And it's going to be every major corporation, Amazon, Microsoft, Sony, and now Tesla and SpaceX, all of them, they're starting their own gaming corporations, because the value in it is, you can't deny the value of it all. You
They're
can't
forever
deny
gonna have people hooked up.
the value of it all. And I feel like now no one is saying that if you're a gamer, you're a loser. Tying back into the beginning of this conversation, no one is saying that. No one is saying, oh, you spend your time playing games, unattractive. And then even now, I mean, some shorties will say that, like, oh, you don't, but then it's like, yeah, I spend my time playing games, but we started Village Esports Entertainment, and yeah, we do this now. Now we can monetize and all this other stuff because gaming.
They
And
don't say nothing until you're good or you have
period.
some motion. Then
You have
it's
some
like,
emotion. Oh, you do that. But then in the background they're praising Duke Dennis, and I'm like, Duke Dennis started by streaming. He was playing games. You wanted to watch him play games. Like Kai Cenat, the richest streamer in the world. You just play games.
I've never even seen a video of them playing games.
I've never
Never
seen
a day in my life. I've only ever seen, I take it back, I've seen them playing games after the blow up, playing stuff like
before the blood. But that's why
not
he
before,
continues to
only
progress,
after.
because he said, okay, well, if people would sit around and watch me play games, just watch me do dumb stuff in my living room with all
They're
my
just watching,
friends.
they're watching them live.
Like,
They're just watching my life.
watch my life for 30 days.
It's like Sims. It's like playing Sims.
Bro, it's
Playing
real life
Sim.
thing.
What's
Chat,
Kai gonna do
what should I
today?
do, chat? Bro,
Hi, Kai. You're in the
what kind of
shower?
food? Yeah, like literally.
I mean, I'm not knocking it at all. I think it's funny. I think the concept overall is funny. When you step outside of it and be like, bro, is this in there
And
existing?
it's like, I think Frank Ocean has said this. He said, I get paid like 500, 600K, and why are y'all paying me? I should be paying them. Like, he was talking to his mom. He was like, I don't know why they're paying me. I should be paying them. Because I'm giving you 500, 600K to either listen to you talk, make music, or I'm watching you. I'm just like, I just want to watch you.
Well, it's that new gen, though. It's a new
Like, you see
gen.
that shit? They'll be like, 100, 100, so and so just send me $100 to say,
Honey, scribe, bro. Honey, sub. It's
hey,
like
beats me
reality
up.
TV.
Like,
No.
just to shout you out on their stream, you give them $100 and you're like,
Well, yeah, they're geeked out.
but
It's
they, it
like
all.
reality TV, but you can break through the barrier.
Oh,
You
facts.
can interact with them and break through the barrier.
And that,
I don't
like,
know.
it's getting nuts. It's like, it's like, whoa, like, let me wipe
No,
my
I
camera.
understand it from a promotional perspective. Like, when they be watching videos, like those streamers are watching videos and reacting to them, like, hey, here's $100 for you to listen to my song, tell me it's trash, laugh at it, or do whatever, whatever it is, the video. That makes sense. But they do be doing the whole shout me out, thanks for the subs. They be joking too, but
Kai,
I
here's
thought
it.
it
Kai,
was.
here's $400. Tell SZA to say hi to me.
And she
Like,
just look like, I ain't gonna do, I ain't gonna
the
do.
barrier, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
It's
Notice me.
crazy.
I would have
Notice
paid. I ain't gonna lie. I would have had
and
a
there's
different.
somebody that $400 had tell SZA to say hi to me.
Mike's.
Virtually. Like, people.
But you can say hi to anybody.
Not anybody,
His
but
name could have been Greg. Every Greg on there was like,
it
hey,
also
Greg.
makes you realize how small-minded certain consumers are. There's, and these aren't like wealthy individuals. These are people that are working 9 to 5s. Yeah, they probably make some good money on the side, or they're just making
It's
that
your
normal
everyday
wage where,
person.
like, this is my pastime. I'm going to give you money in order to make me feel something.
Feel
It
something or
feels
anything,
something.
please.
It's crazy.
I mean,
It's
it's that, but that is, that's the way of the world. Like, again, started with COVID. Like, COVID is the canon event for the future moving forward. Like, the world stopped and picked back up on a whole new pace, on new tip. People screaming, IRL. Like, people got a whole production set up in the garage just for them to sit in the room like this with 10 other people and read messages off the
Read
board.
messages.
But like I said, I'm not gonna knock it because let's say if we blew up doing that, I would be saying, let's do it.
Yeah,
Every
let's do
day,
it.
let's
Like,
do it, whatever the case may be.
COVID gave us tiny desk concerts.
Fire.
Like,
Shout out to them. Shout out social distancing. We can't be COVID.
the colors room. Like, people are like, hey, this is a box. Get in there and do a whole
Oh,
concert with your homies.
don't touch the mic. We're gonna hang it down.
Yeah, we're gonna hang it down. We were watching colors. We were watching the what was it? It was I think it was Quavo and Takeoff do ad libs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
About the 6 feet passing us. It's like
But even Gunna, I take the top off. I'm dripping that hot sauce.
I was thinking the Gunna when he said
That
colors. That's where I immediately went, was the Gunna.
was that. Oh, that's the first one. All I remember is breath. Coming in, huh?
So you said Gunna's your
Top
favorite rapper?
off.
No, I didn't say that.
But we ain't never seen anything like, and after that it was a staple. It became a staple. The years haven't went by faster since COVID, like, stopped, since the end of COVID. Like, years have been going by so fast because now it's like everything is so digital, so virtual. You blink, hey bro, 30 days just
Right,
passed up, wake up.
all your memories are virtual.
Hey bro, we in the next quarter, wake up. Like, and where are those people at now? Where are those wake up folks that are shouting on the internet? Y'all need to wake up. Because I like
They fell
everything feels.
asleep. They fell asleep. They
They're
fell
gone, but
asleep.
they got left in the past.
They fell
Ain't no
asleep.
coming back.
COVID shook them up too,
Right?
right?
Everybody lucid dreaming now. It's like, bruh, it's like, dude, like, hey, bro, Christmas in 10 days. Ain't nobody said nothing.
But at the
Christmas.
same time, though, at the same time, I think we turns because we are getting older. Like, normally, if it starts to feel this way, we are getting older, but it's been accelerated to the point where it's like, ah, bro, Christmas in 10 days, it's a
But you feel
whole
like you
regular
missed out
day.
on years. I mean, like, you think when COVID started versus when COVID ended, it's like, oh my God, that was like 3 years that I just lost of my life.
But
Bro,
lost
gone.
to the
Gone.
churn, bro.
Just
And
sitting
that's
in the
a
crib. Like,
3 years, 6 months locked up,
yeah,
hard
like,
time.
The whole Trump presidency.
Nah, literally, like, I remember when he got elected, everybody was talking about I'm moving, and then COVID happened, and the government said, you're not going nowhere.
Where's going? No passports, no air travel.
You're
Couldn't
not
go
going
nowhere.
crazy. We snapped back to it. Biden was running for president. We was like,
I'm like, did I even vote? I'm
I
looking
was
like,
like,
what
bro.
even
Bro,
happened?
Kanye was on that ballot. He
I forgot about that.
didn't go to ballot. Bro had like one vote in
It
Ohio,
was
bro.
social distance voting. You had to come in with a mask or they wouldn't let you vote.
Never let you vote.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's back when, like, I'm not gonna talk. Actually, I'm not gonna talk about it. I don't
He said,
even
I heard
gonna
you get too political. Crazy.
talk. I'm even gonna steer the conversation off.
He was about to incriminate himself on something. He was about to be like,
He
that's back when I was.
I was like, wait a minute.
Bring up this
Wait
PPP.
a
Crazy work, though.
minute.
It was
Oh,
crazy work. But, yeah, y'all. So, hey, guys, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up for y'all. But we want you guys to comment.
listen,
We
hey guys.
need y'all. Like, if y'all got a topic that y'all want us to discuss, we really need y'all to come through. Like, first leave a like, subscribe, and then leave us a comment and say, hey, like, we really would want to hear you guys talk about this or what you guys' take on that. And you know, I'm seeing on the internet where everybody is like, take the mics away from them podcast guys, yada yada yada. They don't know what they're talking about. They just some fiends. But we know what we're talking about. So we know what we're talking about. So go ahead, leave us a like, a comment, and subscribe, and then just let us know what you guys want to hear. And then also, once again, y'all, we are doing a giveaway. I cannot harp on this enough. Go to our social medias. Look at our videos. We have all the directions down in the description. It tells you exactly what to do, word for word, bar for bar. Go ahead and get you guys a deluxe edition copy this year of anything that you want. Whether it could be, I don't care if it's a game that you suspect's coming out in 2027. We found a way to get it for you. But y'all gotta go ahead and go to www.villageesports.com, tap in. We recently did a whole update to the website if y'all haven't already seen it already. So go ahead and check it out. There are a lot of things that Village is doing, and there's gonna be a lot of big things that we're doing next year. And we once again just wanna appreciate you guys for your support. We started doing this for the community, and now it's something that's bigger than us. It's bigger than the six guys that sat down one day, a little over a year ago and said, let's start doing something for the everyday gamer. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all's support. Once again, I'm Tay. These are my partners in crime.
Man, so like and subscribe, man. Village E&E. Y'all know Village dropping, merch dropping, everything
Mark.
dropping. Like and
That
subscribe.
note.
Come on, y'all.
Village
That's
E&E. Village Esports. Go on that gram. Best in videos. Like, give us followers. Give us followers. We don't just give them to him.
If y'all if y'all and look, I if y'all go ahead and give us 1,000 likes, we'll have SZA say hi to the 100th comment, to the person who makes the 100th comment. We'd have SZA say hi to you.
Lana, we're gonna front that bill.
We gonna front we gonna we gonna we
I
gonna we
tell you
gonna
what, I tell you what, I got a famous our female artist following me on Twitter. I want to have her say something to you. A big one.
We gonna have somebody reach out. We got y'all. We got y'all.
Yeah,
Remember,
big mama. I'm gonna have her reach out.
the 100th comment gets a gets a message from a female or male artist of their choosing. Let us know.